Everybody, and welcome back to the Agility Rose Talk and Train podcast. So this episode could be a little bit of an emotional one, and it's a topic I've really wanted to cover for a long time, actually since I started doing podcasts. So we'll do it as a solo episode. I might maybe redo this in a few years time with other people. I'm not sure yet, but it was only from talking to a good friend of mine on Instagram. And they're going through a really, really horrible experience at the moment with one of their dogs. And yeah, so they asked if I would chat about this, and I'm hoping it'll give other people a place to kind of reflect, ways to maybe hopefully find elements that you can take that'll help with the grief. Obviously, I'm hoping you'll have seen by the title of this episode, I'm going to be discussing how to cope with losing an agility dog. Or something along that line. So I'm not really sure how I want to title it yet. But essentially, I want to talk about the loss of an agility dog and how great that is and the impact it can have on us and how my journey's been since losing an agility dog. I mean, she was obviously more than just an agility dog. She was my teammate at the end of the day. So there's a lot to kind of digest when you lose a dog, especially when they've got such a close bond and relationship with them. But I'm hoping this episode can help you navigate the grief that comes with it and the loss that we experience. So without further ado, we'll get into it. So I guess I should start by discussing what my experiences have been. So I'm very fortunate that I have 5 lovely, wonderful dogs with me now. But I have actually had 2 previous dogs before having these guys. They were both owned at separate times. So my first agility dog, Darcy, who's more prevalently known, I lost very suddenly at 6 years old. And my first pet dog, I also lost quite young actually, but both experiences were quite different. I lost him, he was 5 years old due to an aggressive form of cancer. So I'll discuss both sort of terms because I kind of have experienced that. And again, losing such a young dog, 2 different forms of terminal illnesses. So in terms of the first dog, Louis was a Minch Dachshund. He was a gift I got for my 6th birthday, so I was very young when I lost him still. So you could argue that I never really understood the grieving process, and I would admit to some degree of that, yes. However, I did go through the elements of understanding what it's like to have a long-term loss and grieve a dog before they're gone. So Louis, bless him, he had 6 months post terminal illness diagnosis. So when he was diagnosed terminally ill, we ended up having 6 beautiful months left of him. He experienced the beach very, very often. I think we went almost every weekend with him. He had lots of fun experiences in that time, and we made the most of what we had with him. So the experience I had with Darcy was very heartbreaking. And it still breaks me to this day to talk about sometimes. I'm very open about chatting about her. So, you know, I love talking about her experiences and what she taught me. But, you know, it's those moments where you sat in the dark and you're looking at old pictures and videos that really hits you the most. I'll try not to get emotional in this. but I can't promise anything when I'm talking about Darcy. So Darcy was the first dog that was completely mine in terms of she chose me. She was, as I say, my partner in crime. We did everything together. I bought Darcy for my 13th birthday with the money I'd saved, and I'd been convincing my parents for years after we'd lost our first dog to let us get another dog, and I knew I really wanted to give agility a try. So we found Darcy, brought her home, and we were inseparable from day one. We did everything together, and the point where I got her was very prevalent because it was when I was starting to create my identity, and Darcy really became that identity for me. So when it came to losing her, it lost a huge part of me as well. A big part of myself went with her, if that makes sense. So the story is with her is she was fit and healthy, no issues in terms of like any particular things, hereditary or anything. We have, for context, we have 3 out of her three out of five siblings in our family, so they were owned by different relatives. And Darcy was really fit, really active agility dog, no particular issues. And suddenly she went downhill quite quickly. She was very lethargic. She wouldn't eat. She was just really off, like completely off. I mean, she'd been doing agility the day before, and then the next day we had her in at the emergency vet. So it turned out Darcy had autoimmune hemolytic anemia. I think I've said that right. I might have got that wrong. It's a long word, but essentially it was something to do with her, I think, red or white blood cells. I can't really remember now because it's been 3 years since we went through that, and I kind of try and put it at the back of my mind, that experience. But yeah, so Darcy was very ill. Her body wasn't functioning the way it should. And the problem with the disease Darcy had was that it can sometimes just be triggered and you'll never know what triggered it, or sometimes you can find the cause and you can treat the cause. What happened with Darcy was she went in for I think they were going to do an MRI, or they were going to do something to try and figure out what was causing this anemia. Unfortunately, under the anaesthetic, she didn't react very well. She'd had a blood transfusion that day as well, but she didn't react very well and crashed. They managed to bring her back around, but she then crashed 24 hours later. And quite honestly, that was the worst 24 hours of my life. And I still relive that pain when I got the phone call. Unfortunately, when we lost her, it was during a time of COVID. So she was an hour away from our house in a specialist vet's. And two, we weren't really allowed to visit her. And the vets were trying to find out if we could on the day that we weren't sure if she was going to make it. But we just didn't have time. So we lost her quite suddenly. And it was hard. It's hard. Losing a dog is the worst experience. I mean, they are family at the end of the day. And I'll never forget that phone call where we had to make the decision on that phone. She'd crashed again and it wasn't fair to keep her going. So, sorry, I'm getting emotional. So we had to make that choice there and then. And letting my best friend go was the worst experience of my life. It's the hardest thing I will ever have had to do, especially for her. But it was the kindest thing I could have done for her in that moment. And I think it's just one of those things I have to hold close to me, is the fact that had Darcy come round, she would never have been the dog she could have been. And the dog she had been. And would that have been fair to put her through? I mean, I can just imagine it would have killed her to watch me do agility with my other dogs and her not be able to join in. And the quality of life and the outcome of the disease she had was very, very slim. Very few dogs are successful in making it after that. So I think at the end of the day, when you make a decision for your dog, you've got to take home for the fact that you've made the decision that benefits them, not us. It's hard. I mean, if I could have made her live forever, I would have paid thousands. I would have put myself in so much debt. I would have done anything to make her live for as long as possible. However, unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. So I've got to remember that was the fairest thing I can do. And I'll be honest, I screamed. It's a pain I've never, ever been through in my life. And I'm sure people who've experienced loss in a similar way, not just with dogs, with family, have maybe gone through what I'm explaining now. But the scream, I will never, ever be able to describe it unless you've done it, because it's just like the pain. And that was really raw for me. And that's the one thing that I'm reliving while I speak about this. And that's why it's making me sort of cry. But it's still to this day. I mean, we're nearly 3 years on now since I lost Darcy. And I can still feel that pain in my chest when I think about the moment. So yeah, I'm trying not to get too emotional, because I do need to talk while I'm doing a podcast. You don't want to hear me cry the whole way through. But yeah, I think just trying to remember, I know in that moment you will be going through the worst possible feeling, but do remember that you're doing it for your best friend. You know, you're giving your best friend the po- you know, the best possible gift you could give, which is putting them at peace, and especially at a time when they're not well, and you know the outcome is horrific, and I think that's just something that we've got to remember. Unfortunately, if they could live forever, that would make our lives so much better. But I was talking, when I was speaking to this friend about loss and whatnot, the way I put it was that going through the love that you get to experience with that dog and or the person or whoever you're losing, it doesn't have to be a dog. And I mean, this could apply to anything, but the pain that you experience after, or at least for me, was worth every second of experience I got to have with her. I didn't expect to cry in this, but yeah, I think the pain that I feel now and the pain that I'll live with for the rest of my life was worth every ounce of love and joy and pride that I got to feel when I was with her. So I think you've got to kind of, unfortunately, swallow that really horrible, horrible pill that they're not going to be with us forever, but they've had such an extraordinary life. And it's so hard and so difficult when you lose a dog so young. You know, you feel cheated. And I mean, you feel cheated no matter the age, I'm sure. But especially when they're young, you feel so cheated by time. And my friend that I was talking to actually had a really, really nice way of putting it, is that, you know, maybe her dog will never have to experience the pain of aging and any other kind of horrible things that come with growing old. So there's that too. But yeah, I think especially when you lose a young dog, it's so hard not to think about what would life have been like if they hadn't have gone. And I won't lie, I've thought about it long and hard for as long as I've not had Darcy with me. I would wonder all the time, what would she think to this, and where would she be now, and what would we have achieved by now? Or what would we experience together? I would love to have taken it to the places I've been able to take my dogs. And especially now, because I'm in a much better position as an adult. I've got a much better job, a van. And I wish she could have experienced all that with me, because she'd been there right from the start. Bless her. But yeah, but yeah, I just think losing a dog so young is so difficult. And I've every sympathy for anyone that goes through that, as I've been through it myself. But like I say, it's just trying to put in your head sometimes that whilst they're not here, they're always going to be somewhere. Something that I did that really helped me, and everyone has, you know, their own way of coping or some ways that they like to remember their dogs by. I have a little bracelet. You might have seen it if you follow me on Instagram. But I have a bracelet that has a charm in Darcy's colour with her ashes, and a little rose charm as well next to it. Because for context, her KC name was Rose of Whitethorn. So I've got that, and I wear it every single day. I wear it every day, no matter where I go. So it's always like she's with me. And sometimes I see things as well. I'm a very spiritual person, if you didn't know that already. So I believe in everything happening for a reason, as hard as that is. Sometimes I'll explain that one in a moment. But I also believe in the signs that are sent to us, and things like guardian angels, if you like. And I've no doubt Darcy's looking over me, no matter what. And it maybe sounds a bit silly to someone that doesn't have a relationship with a dog to think that, but I'm sure the target audience here, you'll all understand. So I think the main thing for me was looking out for signs, and something that really weirdly happened actually. It was the day after we lost Darcy, and my parents and I, because it was just so raw still in that moment, and it was for months, and it's still, do you know what, it still is today. I mean, I'm still almost crying my eyes out here about a dog I lost 3 years ago, because she was just so special, and I would feel the same about every dog I own. But yeah, so essentially, back to the plot here. The next day after we lost Darcy, my parents and I felt like we needed to do a walk in a new place with the boys. So we had Digby and Rain at this point, so we just lost Darcy, so he was down to two dogs. And we wanted to take them for a walk somewhere because we needed to get them out, because they'd obviously felt the pain that we was going through. And Digby was so close to Darcy. She was his complete and utter wild. So what we did was we wanted to go for a walk somewhere where Darcy had never been with us before. So we went for this walk. It was on the side of a river, and a white butterfly followed us the whole entire way there and back. And I'll never forget, we were all talking about Darcy the whole time. And it was really emotional. It was really difficult because it was the first time we'd left the house since, obviously, she'd passed. And so essentially what happened was this butterfly followed us the entire way. And it was incredible. It was really bizarre because, I mean, usually you'd see one pass and it would go. But I kid you not, it followed us the whole walk. And we all said that was Darcy in that moment. And that gave me comfort, I must admit. So if you find comfort in those things, don't be ashamed. I would wholeheartedly embrace it. There was another incident a few weeks later, maybe even that week actually, where I was walking the dogs home and I noticed there was a white feather on my shoe. And it was in the same place. So Darcy loved to do the trick where she'd put her paws on my feet and we'd walk with her paws on my feet. That was her ultimate trick. She loved that so much. She was so good at it. And when I noticed that white feather, it really reminded me of that. So that was, in my world, another sign that she was watching over us. And sometimes I see white butterflies still, and I still think in that moment, oh, she's with me. She's here, or a white feather as well. But yeah, I think if you find comfort in signs like that, wholeheartedly embrace it. So yeah, I think just finding little ways in your day to be able to remember and think about the loss that you've had, and not necessarily the loss element, but the dog and the experience and the bond you had, is a really nice way to kind of gradually grieve. I know it is for me. It's helped me in my processing of the information, because it's as if she's not fully gone for me. She's still present. And as long as I keep talking about her in my world, she's ever so present. And that's why I'll never shut up about her. I'll always mention her in conversation. And, you know, you might find in those first few weeks, it's too raw to maybe bring her up, especially when you're seeing people. I think the first and hardest experience for me was probably going back to agility shows and seeing my friends. So I was quite lucky because at the same time, whilst it was COVID that I lost her in 2020, I had a few months where no shows were on. So I didn't feel like I was necessarily missing out and, you know, feeling left behind because I didn't have Darcy anymore. I had a good amount of time before I not had to get back to shows, but could get back, if that makes sense. Like, I was forced not to be able to go there. And maybe that was good for me. You might find it different. If you feel like being out there and going to a show is going to help you, do it. You know, whatever you feel is going to work, I would go there with it. But I know for me, the first show was the hardest, especially emotionally. And looking back now, I probably put more pressure on Rain than I would have liked to have done. Or I would have preferred, sorry. Bless him, he does so well, and that dog is the most honest dog. He went through a loss too. I think that's another thing you kind of got to consider as well, is what your other dogs are experiencing in the home. I know for Rain, he's not played with any of our other dogs like he has Darcy. Him and Darcy had a beautiful relationship. He never played with Digby as much as he did her. And he did start to play quite well with Friday, but nowhere near the same level him and Darcy used to. And I think it genuinely did really affect him. And he was so young. I'm trying to think how old he was. I think he was 18 months when we lost her. So he was still a really young dog. And, you know, they're going through it too. So I think just remember that as well at the same time. They'll feed off your emotions. And if they're feeling a bit down as well, there's nothing harming you from taking a small break. And coming back to it when you feel ready. But I'll never forget one of my friends saying to me when we got back to the show how it didn't seem right not seeing me without her anymore. So, you know, your friends might feel that as well, not seeing your previous dog with you, or, you know, watching you guys run together and all that kind of business. Your friends will, you know, be grieving in their own way for you too. And my friends were fantastic. I couldn't have asked for any more support. And, you know, even people who I'm friends with, who aren't maybe people I see all the time, they were so supportive. And I think one of the things that really helped me was just the genuine heartfelt messages that people kind of sent me when I went through it, and just knowing that there was other people there for me. I received some really lovely cards and gifts, which again I'm very grateful for and wasn't expecting whatsoever, but they were very very well received. And it's something I do try and do for people who I know who are going through a loss, because I know it helped me, so I kind of hope it does the same for other people too. But yeah, I mean, if you've got a friend that's going through it, or has gone through it recently, you know, just something like a keepsake. It's really, really nice. I actually saw some beautiful artwork. That's my accent coming through. I actually saw some beautiful artwork. They're like wooden mosaics. What I'll do is I'll link them. But she makes them in memory and does them for breed specific and different types of things. But they are beautiful. I'm actually considering getting some made myself, but I'll put a link in the show notes. But I've not bought from them personally, but I've seen them and they look incredible and very, very reasonably priced as well. In fact, I think they're underselling because they just look phenomenal. But I will link them for anyone that wants to have a look. But yeah, just, you know, sometimes like a little keepsake like that, it holds a long way. I mean, we have a cushion that my brother that got us, it with a picture of Darcy on it, and it goes everywhere with us. It comes in the caravan, and that's Darcy's way of being in the caravan with us. And I actually got some made for both my trainers, who sadly lost very special dogs at the same time, and I think they were very well received as well. But yeah, sometimes if you've got a friend going through that, it's a really nice thing to do for them. Or equally, if you want to do it for yourself, I love to buy little things that remind me of Darcy. And I think those gifts are and those kind of ideas are really nice ways to commemorate the dog you've just lost. So yeah, where was we in the first place? Signs and whatnot. And getting back to shows. So I think it's just time. It sounds so cliche, but time is the real healer. I mean, as I've demonstrated today, time probably, I need a lot more of it. But yeah, I think, especially when you lose a dog so suddenly and you've not had a chance to process it, it can take longer because you're grieving what you should have had and you're considering every action and every moment in that time. I mean, the span of Darcy going into the specialist and losing her was 3 days. That's all I had. And she was a completely fit and healthy dog. You know, on the Saturday she was doing agility. By the Sunday she was in the emergency vets, and by the Wednesday we lost her. So that just shows how brief warning I had. And it was very, very like shell shocking for me. This friend I was talking to, sadly they've had terminal diagnosis like my previous dog had when we spoke about that. I mentioned that earlier, and have a little bit more time to process it. But at the same time, you know, each day you're grieving, each day you're in the unknown of when's going to be the time, when will I know. And, you know, you're living every day in fear. It is a fearful time, and you're trying to take in as much as possible and trying to take as much appreciation for the dog you have in front of you still, with that same fear and grief and sadness and anger. I think, I mean, there's I can't remember the name of the stages of grief, I'll have to have a look, but you go through the stages of grief not just once, you'll go through it multiple times. You could go through it in one sitting, you could go through it in an hour, you could go through it in a week, in a year, in a decade. You will go through the stages of grief no matter what. And very, very few, I would say, would not. But yeah, so I think it's worse as well when you've got a terminal illness, because you're constantly going through that even whilst you've still got your dog, because you're preparing yourself. And I guess at the end of the day, preparing is better than nothing, but at the same time, it's a hard thing to try and prepare for. And I think anyone going through it, you've got to give yourself credit, because it is such a difficult thing to go through. Luckily, when I had to go through that, I was at a very young age, so I wasn't necessarily understanding it. But I do remember we had one false alarm where we thought, okay, this might be it. This might be the day that we have to say our goodbyes. And we went to the vets, and the vets were really, really good with us. They were very positive in the fact that they said, you know, we still think you've got a bit more time. We wouldn't advise at this point. And that was reassuring, you know. Okay, the vets don't think it's time yet, so, you know, let's go back. And when it was the day, we definitely knew. And he bless him, he showed us. And it was hard. I mean, again, I was very young, but I still remember the feeling and seeing him on the table. I'm sorry if this is triggering for anyone. And I still remember talking to him as he slipped away. And even though I was so young, I still feel the pain from it. And that was, again, that was a difficult experience. And one that I think about often is, where would I be if I hadn't have lost him? And something I mentioned earlier that I said I would come back to. When you wonder, what would my life be like had I never lost them, and everything happening for a reason? And it's an awful thing to think of. And I wouldn't say everything happens for a positive reason. But I do think life has a plan, and it's mapped out for us. And no matter what, it's going to go that way. The butterfly effect, 100%, I see as well. Essentially, the way I think of it now is Darcy having to lose Darcy and having to go through that pain not only made me mature, but gave me an experience which hopefully I can go on to help others with. And one, I do try to, if I talk to people who are going through it, I really do try to help them with it. And if you are going through it, you're more than welcome to message me. If I can talk through it with you, or help in any way, I would more than happy oblige. But yeah, so I think as well, sometimes when I'm looking at the dogs I've got in front of me, it's sad, but at the same time, I wouldn't get to experience the things that they've brought into my life and the love that they've brought me to had Darcy not passed. I mean, I could never maybe have had the opportunity to have the dogs I've got currently. And I must admit, losing Darcy did soften my parents, because if you've been following me for, you know, X amount of time, you might know that we have collected three dogs along the way since we lost Darcy. And that's no way of filling the hole that she left. It's nothing like that at all. It's just my parents definitely softened after we lost Darcy in terms of how strict they were with how many dogs we were allowed. It just sort of became for us, you know, if we can provide a home and if we can provide the love and care they need, so be it, you know, what's one more. And I think we just learned that life's so short sometimes, just get the dog. Because you know you'll love it, and you'll know that you can give, if you know you can give it the care and the love that they need, why not? You know, life is so short, and that's it's so precious. And that's what Darcy definitely taught all of us, is that you need to grab life by the horn sometimes and just go with it. So when I'm looking at the three little faces while I'm, you know, dishing out their food, that are staring up to me, it's so clear that for me sometimes that had I not had to go through that loss, they wouldn't be sat there in front of me and I wouldn't have the experiences to come. And it's a really hard pill to swallow, and it's nothing about them being replaced or anything like that. It's just the fact that life has different intentions sometimes. And as difficult as that is to let go of what we feel like we want to keep and what we would desperately love to keep forever, unfortunately for what's going to happen and where, you know, our paths are going to take us, I think it's just important to remember that we have to go through these things at some point, and where it leads us to, it's quite strange. I'm a huge believer in the butterfly effect. If anyone's heard of it, it's essentially how small acts of, you know, small things can really change the course of our lives and whatnot. So yeah, and I mean, something that really bizarre happened to me, which again felt like a sign, and again, I'm a believer in signs. So if you're not, I do apologize, and don't feel like you have to believe me when I'm talking about this. But for me, I'd seen a video on TikTok, and it sounds very, very teenage girl of me to say this, and it was a like a medium reading or something, and it was just generic, but it said, if you see any of these animals, and there was a series of different cartoon animals, during the next 24 hours, it means your manifestations will come true. And this was about, I would say, about a month and a half, maybe 2 months after I'd lost Darcy. And we'd been looking into breeders and maybe potentially putting ourselves out there for another dog in the next year or so. There was no intentions to rush into getting another dog. But as anyone will know, if you've got multiple dogs, or even if you've lost one dog, that empty house feeling, or that kind of one less dog to put a lead on, or less food bowl to put down, or less dog to call on a walk, it feels very strange. Especially, I mean, I guess, especially for us, it felt very odd. So we decided as a family, you know, when we're ready, we'll look at bringing her home, a new puppy, to be able to kind of help us heal, and, you know, not expecting anything of it other than to just have another dog to love and cherish. It was nothing about replacing Darcy. I must reiterate that, because, again, I don't want anyone to think that was what we did. It was nothing like that. But essentially, there was this TikTok, and there was a picture of a zebra. There was many different animal pictures. There was maybe six, but one was a zebra. And at the time, I worked in retail, and I worked in Next, and there'd been a sale. I mean, this was October time, so the last sale was like July. I was clearing out a section in the bags area, and one of the animals was a zebra on this TikTok. I remembered it very, very clearly in this moment, and I was clearing out the bag section downstairs, and this bag that had meant to have been in the sale and should have been cleared and moved months ago, it was a little tote bag, and it had a zebra on it. And it really reminded me in that moment about that video I'd seen. So I kind of thought about, oh, okay, and then carried on with my shift. And then as it got to my lunch hour, I went to go have my lunch, and I had a message from one of my friends who's actually got a sibling to my dog. That'll give you a bit of a hint to this story, and saying basically that a puppy had come available in the litter, and she knew I was looking, and it was a crossbreed that I was really interested in, and would I want to know more, and would she want to put me in contact with the breeder, which obviously I jumped at the chance. I couldn't believe it. It was so bizarre, because I'd thought about this cross for a while. For context, he's a border pap, which is a border collie cross papillon. And I thought about this cross for a very long time, but never in my wildest dreams thought it would come true. And funny enough, a few weeks earlier, I think it was like a week earlier, I'd seen an advert, because I was just searching different crossbreeds on Google and seeing what would come up. I was looking for a collie cross. I knew I wanted a collie cross. And I saw his advert, but it'd been deleted and taken down, because I presumed he'd just been rehomed. And I remember saying to my boyfriend, I can't believe I missed that. Like, I was checking, you know, every day to see if anything new was popping up. And I was like, I can't believe I've missed that. Like, you're kidding me. And lo and behold, that puppy was my puppy. that is Friday. And his breeder was fantastic. She was so lovely and so supportive of us. And I could never be more grateful for what she did for us, because Friday really did help my family and I in our, not recovery, I wouldn't put it, but in our way of processing what we was going through, and giving us something to kind of be happy about again. Not that my other dogs did. They were keeping us going no matter what every day, but Friday definitely brought a little bit of a spark back, and he had very similar traits to what Darcy was like. Very sassy, full of himself, and loved to train tricks. So yeah, so he definitely brought a spark back for our family, which kind of leads me on to another thing as well while talking about that. So with dogs and when you lose a dog as well, one thing I've experienced, and it comes in dips and waves, and it fluctuates time to time, but my motivation for training was just gone. I mean, I wanted to train because it made me happy, but at the same time, it brought me a lot of emotions, because Darcy was my first agility dog, and also because I just loved training her. She was absolutely fantastic at tricks and agility, and it was just such a joy to do it with her, and it just took all the happiness out of it for me when I lost her. So don't be alarmed if that does happen to you. It will come back. You might find it fluctuates from time to time, but I promise you, you will get your motivation back eventually. But just take it day by day. Don't push yourself because you feel like you must. Do it because you want to. And that's what I did. So when Friday came along, I really enjoyed getting back into training again and having a new muse, and being able to kind of put my mind to work with tricks and puppy training and whatnot. And he really did help with that. And as I say, still to this day, you know, there is times where it dips and I don't feel very motivated anymore, because, you know, sometimes I think, well, in the grand scheme of things, agility is not the be all and end all for me anymore, especially when you lose a dog. Or at least for me, it kind of puts into perspective that, you know, lots happens in their life, and agility can be a very small fraction of it for our dogs. So, you know, I just want to enjoy the dogs I have in front of me, and walks and training other things other than agility with them. But yeah, I think that's just, again, another little point where, as I say, enjoy what's in front of you. Don't feel pressured to do the training if you don't feel ready for it. But for me, motivation really dips and comes and flows, and even 3 years on, I still struggle with it sometimes. So, you know, if you're even more on than me, 5 years on, and you're still struggling, it's okay. It's, you know, it's however it affects you. So yeah, I appreciate I've been talking for a long while, and I don't know if all the information I've said has been helpful. But just one last point from me is, enjoy the dogs you've got. Enjoy the time you've got with them. Don't regret anything. It's easy to live with regrets, especially when you lose a dog, to think, oh, I wish I'd done that, I wish I'd done this. Try not to. I mean, when I was talking to my friend who kind of encouraged me to do this podcast, we was chatting about it, and she mentioned how with her dog and how with my dog, even though we lost our dog so young, when you look at the grand scheme of things, we crammed so much into that short lifespan with them. So if you lose a dog so young, whilst it does seem like you feel cheated, I know it does for me and I know it will for my friend, but just hold on to the fact that sometimes, especially as agility dogs, our dogs get so much in a short time. You know, they get to build such a strong bond with us, and they get to travel up and down the country to lots of different places, get to see amazing things, get to experience amazing things, and get the utmost quality care as well, majority of the time. So whilst it's difficult pill to swallow, just remember that even though it's a short space of time, and your dog has probably had a life that has been full of amazing experiences, and many that most dogs in the world will never get to go through. Dogs that haven't been as lucky as the dog you have, even if you have a dog that's a rescue, you've still bettered that dog's life. But not every dog gets to experience that. Not every dog gets to have a home that cares so deeply about them. And I think just take that with you in terms of the grieving process, that you did everything for your dog and you gave them everything, and it's quite normal to feel cheated. But at the same time, just try and remind yourself that you've given your dog a fantastic life as well. Post losing Darcy, I had huge imposter syndrome, and I think if you've had a successful dog that you've lost, you might feel very similar to what I feel. But I felt like as if I wasn't good enough anymore. You know, I felt like because I lost her and she was my identity, I just didn't feel like the same person. I didn't feel very worthy. I didn't feel like my kind of achievements with her were down to me. I felt like it was all her. I still to this day struggle with imposter syndrome, and feeling as though I'm not good enough for what I've achieved or what I'm doing or what's to come. And, you know, I think that's completely normal, if you've gone through it, especially because, you know, losing a dog, that's your one, your teammate, and two, you know, Darcy was my heart dog completely. And to lose a heart dog and teammate in one is so difficult, and it'll make you question everything you've done and question every success you've had and feel as if you were the lesser of that pairing. I've no doubt in my circumstances Darcy was the better one of the two of us, but yeah, I think imposter syndrome is very common to go through. So if you are going in that kind of mindset, just try and pull yourself out of it and just think that it takes both of you to do the things you did. You were a partnership, you were a team, and what you achieved together was probably phenomenal. Even if, you know, even if for you, just achieving teaching all the equipment, that's still the first dog you've done that with, and that's a really special thing. So don't try and put yourself down or anything like that. Another thing as well is comparison. It's something we all do. I compare some of the things that my dogs do and think, oh, Darcy wouldn't have done that, or Darcy was like that, or maybe Darcy would have been here already, or that's, it's so hard not to compare. And another way I compare as well is dogs that were similar age to Darcy and similar maybe speeds and stuff, and think, oh, maybe Darcy would have achieved that, or maybe we'd have got there. And it's so sad, but the more you think about that, the worse it's going to feel, and you're not going to make yourself feel better by doing that. So try and think about the good moments you've had with your dog. I know putting a video together, well, I had a friend that made a fantastic video of clips that I'd got of Darcy over the years. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for that video. So thank you, Becca and Becca. I know both of you helped on that one, but it really, really did give me something that I can always look back at. And, you know, what I will say, if you haven't lost a dog yet or if you're going through a potential loss, take as many videos, pictures, anything that's going to help you remember your dog. Just do it. There's never enough pictures. I mean, I have thousands of Darcy and they'll never feel enough. I'll always feel like I need more. So yeah, so take as many photos, give them as many hugs and as much love as you can possibly, and give yourself a lot of love as well. You know, it's a hard experience to go through, and it's not for the faint-hearted, and unfortunately it's the price we pay for the love we get from them. So I want to finish on a positive. You know, you will get there. There'll be days where you can watch videos and you won't cry. You'll just smile. There's days where you'll think about them maybe right at the end of the day. They won't be at the front all the time, but they'll be at the back of your mind, and you'll think about them and you'll smile again. You won't cry every time you think about it, but yeah, it will get easier. And I know it's cliche, but time is the only healer. I mean, still for me, 3 years on, I still get emotional, I still cry, I still sit and think about her, I still watch all of our videos back, I still think, what if? It's just part of the process. And I know Blue Cross do a pet bereavement service, so again, I'll put that in the show notes as well. So you can have a look at that if you are wanting further professional help. As I say, I'm no professional. So, you know, if you are really struggling, please do contact someone that can help you understand the emotions of loss and whatnot. But I hope this has been somewhat helpful. And I hope it hasn't triggered you too much. If you're driving, please make sure you've pulled over. I mean, this is probably too late of a warning now, but I don't want you to be crying and not able to concentrate if you're driving. But yeah, I hope this has helped. And, you know, my story might not be relatable for everyone. I will hold my hands up and say everyone copes with loss differently. But I hope giving a personal account will maybe give other people who are going through it a way to kind of hear other people's thoughts and maybe think about it yourself and process information and process the loss. So yeah, and if, as always, if you need anything, my messages are always open. I do have a Facebook page now as well, so you can message me on there too if you aren't on Instagram. And as I say, I will do my utmost to assist in whatever way I can. So thank you ever so much for listening. Take care, and I'm so sorry if this has been a relatable podcast for you, because I know the pain you're going through. And I envy those of you who haven't experienced it, because, yeah, enjoy them while you've got them, and give your dogs a big hug, and, you know, embrace life with your pets to the fullest. So yeah, that's everything from me on this one. And I was gonna say I hope you enjoyed it, but I hope it's not been too emotional for you, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you guys soon. Take care. Bye.